from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On the show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, with the World Series getting underway tomorrow between the Astros and the Nationals, just thought it would be a good time as we approach the end of the decade to look back on the 2010s and all the different World Series. There was a piece for MLB.com by Will Leitch rating the top World Series of the decade. And obviously with the Giants winning three of them, they are featured very prominently on this list. So I thought we would go through his list of the top World Series and see if we agree with those rankings and where the Giants' three titles fall on that list. So jumping right into it, we'll start at the bottom and then work our way up. The worst World Series of the decade he has listed as the 2012 Giants win over the Tigers. And right off the bat, I'm going to have to say that I agree with him from an unbiased perspective because it was the only sweep of the entire decade, so far at least. So this was, of course, the series where the Giants in Game 1 had Barry Zito on the mound, and the Tigers countered with Justin Verlander, and Pablo Sandoval hit two home runs off of Verlander and then one home run later off of, I believe it was, Al Albuquerque. So three homers in the game for Sandoval, and it was just a dominant series by the Giants. The Tigers never led in the entire series. As a fan of the team, even in a sweep, you are not comfortable at all at any point until that last out is made. So as Giants fans, we don't consider it a boring World Series, but to everyone else, it was. So that's number nine. Number eight is last year's Red Sox win over the Dodgers. So I would agree with this as well. It's just kind of a nondescript win. I can't really remember much of anything from this series except that it was relatively boring. I mean, there was the one game that went 17 or 18 innings, ending with a Max Muncy walk-off homer off of Nathan Eovaldi. And that pitching performance by Eovaldi was a classic and one that earned him a huge contract, actually, that the Red Sox probably regret signing him to. But yeah, last year's World Series was kind of a dud. So number seven on this list is actually the Giants' 2010 win over the Rangers. So naturally, being biased, I don't agree with this ranking. I think that 2010 win should be higher just because of the fact that the Giants, it was their first win since first World Series win in a long time and first in San Francisco history. Part of the issue and the reason it's so low on this list is that it was kind of a dominant series by the Giants who won in five games. Game one was very entertaining with the Giants beating Cliff Lee, another guy just like Verlander who was supposed to dominate in game one, but the Giants got to him. And then game five with the Giants, with the late home run by Edgar Renteria, was tied going into the late inning. So that was a very dramatic home run. And I think this ranking speaks less to it being a bad World Series and more to the fact that there were a lot of excellent World Series also in the decade. But as a Giants fan, I think a lot of people would rank this one as the top of all three that the Giants took home in the decade. So number six is the Royals 4-1 series win over the Mets in 2015. Several of these games were highly competitive. I remember game one was, I believe, tied with a home run in the ninth. And then at some point in the series, there was a huge error by Daniel Murphy that led to a come-from-behind situation with the Royals. And then there was Eric Hosmer, a daring take of home plate on a ground ball to third base to tie the game in the ninth, and then it went extras. This was the clinching game, if memory serves. We also had that Matt Harvey pitching performance where Terry Collins, the manager of the Mets, wanted to take him out, but Harvey essentially refused to come out of the game, and then he went out there and then gave up a couple runs in the ninth. Number five on this list is the 2013 Red Sox beating the Cardinals in six games. And this is the one I probably would have the Giants in 2010 as a higher ranking because, you know, the Giants were a Cinderella story, a total underdog, winning their first title in decades. And the Red Sox had just won a few years prior in 2007, and they had won in 2004. So to me, this was kind of a boring World Series because the two teams, the Red Sox and the Cardinals, had had a lot of recent success. And so it was just, you know, not very compelling from that standpoint. Some of the games were quite interesting. There was a really interesting play that ended one of the games on obstruction. A runner appeared to be out at the plate, but obstruction had been called. And so the umpires, at their discretion, called the runner safe, saying he would have been safe if the obstruction had not occurred. Another game ended on a pickoff. So it did have some really compelling games, but still overall kind of a boring World Series, in my opinion. Coming up in the second half of the show, we'll run through four all the way up to number one. We'll see where the Giants 2014 World Series ranks, which we have not talked about yet. So that's all coming up next. But first, everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite team or seeing your favorite band in person. I want to talk about the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program, where you can attend these shows and events and earn credit towards attending your next live event through Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is the top source for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price, section, row, sit exactly where you want to sit, all through the Vivid Seats app. And what makes them really stand out here is their Vivid Seats loyalty program, which allows you to earn credit back through something called Vivid Seats Rewards. You can download the Vivid Seats app at the App Store or Google Play Store, and you'll be automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. You can attend the biggest concerts, the hottest games, postseason games, theater shows, and more. Download the app, automatically join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today, and make a memory that lasts a lifetime, and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. If you enter special promo code POSTSEASON at checkout, you can earn a discount of up to $100. We talk about baseball performance all the time on this show, but what about performance in the bedroom? That's right. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew is the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. They can be taken anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Yes, I actually know someone who has tried this product and they have extremely positive things to report about its effectiveness. The best part about Blue Chew is that it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no more visit to the doctor's office, waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness around this topic. Blue Chew is made in the United States and prepares and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit www.bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB, and try it. It's free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, we'll just run through the last four World Series on this list that was compiled by Will Leitch of MLB.com. So coming in at number four is the Giants' 2014 seven-game thrilling victory over the Kansas City Royals. Besides Game 7, this wasn't necessarily the most compelling series, again, from a neutral perspective. Game 7, though, was one of the all-time greats. The Madison Bumgarner performance speaks for itself. It was a close game. There was that heart-stopping play with two outs in the ninth where Gregor Blanco kind of misplayed the single into center and let it go by him all the way to the wall, and then Juan Perez just could not grab the baseball, and it somehow kicked away from him as he was trying to grab it. So I think all Giants fans had their hearts stop on that play there, and Royals fans will forever wonder if Alex Gordon should have been sent home there, even though he most likely would have been out by 40 feet. Regardless, that World Series had a very rare moment, which is when on any given pitch, either team could win the World Series. And that's what it's called, the golden a golden pitch. And that's what occurred with Salvador Perez at the plate against Bumgarner. If Perez would have homered, the Royals would have won the World Series. And if Perez made an out, the Giants would win the World Series. So that doesn't happen very often where you have that kind of a moment. It has to be in a Game 7. So it's super rare. And that alone is the pinnacle of the World Series at its finest. So I might have this one higher on the list, especially maybe higher than the next one, except there are good reasons for the next three to be where they are. So coming in at number three is the Astros' 4-3 series win over the Dodgers in 2017. This was a great series. Some of the games were among the best games I've ever seen. Game 7 happened to be pretty boring, but Game 5 might be the single greatest World Series game in history. Final score was 13-12 in extra innings, and it was just back and forth the entire time. It was just an incredible game, and a game where the series was tied at that point, so it was to take the lead in the series and put the other team on the brink of elimination. Again, Game 7, it was a 5-1 final, so not all that compelling, but it was a highly entertaining series. Coming in at number two is the Cardinals winning over the Rangers in 7 games, and this was the David Freese World Series, where the Texas Rangers were one strike away with a 2-run lead from winning the World Series, and David Freese hit a 2-run triple with 2 outs and 2 strikes in the bottom of the 9th to tie Game 6. And then the Rangers took another 2-run lead in the 10th inning on a Josh Hamilton home run, and again, the Cardinals down 2 in the bottom of the 10th came back and tied the game once again, and then David Freese eventually hit a walk-off homer later in extra innings. So that game alone might be the greatest game in World Series history, or it's certainly among the top 10, possibly top 5, possibly number 1. Heartbreaking for the Texas Rangers, who had just lost in the previous World Series to the Giants. I really don't know how you recover from that. Number 1 on this list is the 2016 Chicago Cubs beating the Indians in 7 games, and I understand putting it that high. But then again, it's a little bit of bias because, you know, the Giants hadn't won a World Series in a long time too, and their World Series win in 2010 is way down at like number 7 on this list. The fact that this series went 7 is part of why it's ranked so high, and it was a great World Series, and that Game 7 was extremely compelling with Rajai Davis homering off of Chapman in late in the game to tie the game in a Game 7 situation. And this series also featured a golden pitch where the Indians could have won the World Series in the bottom of the 10th. They had the winning run at the plate, and the Cubs had a 1-run lead with 2 outs. So very nerve-wracking, a lot on the line for the Cubs, but ultimately just a weak ground out, and the Cubs won their first World Series in over 100 years. So anyway, that's the list. It remains to be seen where the 2019 World Series will rank on this list. Hopefully it comes in a top spot because, you know, all we can hope for is just, especially not having a horse in the race, is just a compelling and entertaining World Series. So I thought this was a fun list to look over, especially with the Giants occurring on it 3 times. They're certainly the only team to be on there 3 times. So if you had to pick a team of the decade, you'd be hard-pressed not to pick the San Francisco Giants. So at some point in the offseason, we'll kind of review the decade from the Giants' perspective, but I just thought since this article just came out, it would be fun to look it over. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at @Cove_cast. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.